entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Nowhere, hit the street running. And is there anything in your background that enabled you to do this? Have you ever been a speaker, or have you had causes that you fought for before?
Well, just kind of give you a quick bio. I was raised in a bayou, and that means around a lot of men with some really not so nice things to say all the time. They kind of talk rough to you on the bayou. And then from the time I was, I guess, about 13 on, after taking on a job at 12 in the summers and after school, so taking care of my family, and then on and off, I was on my own since I was 14. My community helped raise me. I was a bartender in Venice for 4 years, almost for 4 years, with men every night from every state in the union with no bouncer. So I kind of learned how to be quick on my feet, being behind the bar and being in the situation I was growing up. And then my husband and I met 12 years ago, and right before Katrina, we opened up a restaurant in Venice, built it twice in 10 months, and I'm a fighter, I'm a survivor. And when I seen what was going on, I had no choice but to step up to the plate, so to speak. And I'm not sure which YouTube video you saw, but I don't know if that was anything to do with CNN or Nightline. If it was just me standing behind a podium, that was after I started going down into BP's meetings and in the air with men on their boat.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
I think the first one that I saw, maybe you were standing in front of a building. But anyway, I also wanted to know, are the families down there receiving any financial disability help or anything, other insurance claims, any things that you won't have to pay back, that you don't have to take out a loan for? Are you getting any help?
Okay, I'm going to give you a quick rundown. First, I'm going to start with $100 million that BP put up for the oil field workers and the support oil field companies workers that were laid off because of the moratorium. $100 million put up. $10 million has been doled out to Gulf employees of the oil field since the $100 million has been put up. The first 60-day increment brass, which is over that fund, was paid $1.2 million. They had two more 60-day increments behind that sentence. That leaves me to believe $3.6 million has went to the company that's withholding the money. While the money is to escrow, where it is, I have no idea. So that leaves roughly $85 million that's sitting there. And they said they were taking care of their people and blah, blah, blah. What they actually did was they made them apply for a financial hardship.
Every
Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's
1-800-583-1093. I heard you asking how I'm feeling. I guess I'll play it day by day. I'm still around now. My heart is healing.
And now, more common sense with my daddy, Dave Hodges.
Something's never gonna change. Cause now I know love ain't easy to find. I let you go. Now I'm changing my mind. I know that love, it don't come easy. Took so long, it's been hard to find. So love, you must believe it. Ain't gonna let them away. I know I was wrong. I want you back where you belong.
And this money sitting there that, and nobody can talk about it. Now, hold on, because if they talk about it and Brad finds out about it, which is the company, they've actually put a gag order on them about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they talk about it, then they have to pay any monies that they receive back to Brad.
That's so typical, because it's just basically part of a non-disclosure agreement.
Absolutely. So they're screwed, and now so look at the fishermen, the recreational and commercial fishermen. Number one, we ended up winning the vessel of opportunity versus the claims money. They were working off their own claims, our recreational fishermen, and our commercial fishermen, and what I mean by that was there was thousands upon thousands of boats that come down here, influx of people from all over the country, and even from across the international come down here to work with their boats, and was being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some of them still maintain businesses elsewhere, and they planned on deducting what money was paid out to the fishermen from their business claim for cleaning up their mess. And when I looked at this, I seen that there was nowhere in the contract where you had to be impacted by the MC-252 incident, and therefore it allowed any and all persons to come in and work on the Vessel Opportunity Program or under that contract. Therefore, by hiring these people who wasn't impacted and still maintain full-time jobs and businesses elsewhere, they may even, I've seen some people buy 6 or 7 boats, bring it down here and hire captains, and was living somewhere else, still maintaining full-time jobs and businesses. So basically, they were going to be allowed to make over and above their normal income, but they intended on holding our fishermen at their previous level with that policy, and that actually represents, for the entire coast, the northern Gulf Coast, it represents $12 billion annually that they intended on deducting from their claim, whatever they worked off.
So you're saying that there's a $12 billion debt in your estimation, and BP only has to pay $100 million?
No. The $100 million was the fund that was set up for the oil field workers and the support company of the oil fields workers that were laid off due to the moratorium. I'm talking about the fishermen now.
Okay.
The commercial recreational charter fishing.
They've got them all split up in groups.
Right, absolutely. So we've got the commercial recreational charter fishermen that were underneath the Vessel of Opportunity program to clean up oil. That's what the contract was called, Vessel of Opportunity. And I found out that BP intended to deduct what money they paid out to our fishermen to clean up oil from their income loss claim. The reason I had such a problem with this is because any and all people that wasn't affected was allowed to come here and take these jobs. Well, our men were laying with the phone by their pillows at night waiting for a phone call to get on this job because they didn't know where the next meal was coming from for their family. These people come down here with all these other jobs, and that's fine. But they're allowed to make over and above their normal income, but they thought they were going to be able to hold the fishermen at their previous level with the policy, which constitutes discrimination and borders criminal persecution. And that's exactly what I wrote to BP when I wrote them demanding a response and demanding that they pay us our Vessel of Opportunity and our VLO money because the two were unrelated. Just like the people that hired all of the places unrelated to this incident. They were making above their normal income. So we won that fight, and then we got these choices. You got option one, option two, option three. Basically, if you're an individual and you don't want to fight with them, you don't have to pay for it, they give you $5,000 to get you out the hair.
Oh, my God. $5,000 for the loss of your vocation?
Yeah. Then for a business owner, someone like my husband, that has probably, they've probably got about $700,000, $800,000 of equipment to pay for. Fishing since he was 16, he's 43, makes about $180,000 a year. They want to pay him $25,000 and cut him loose. Or we can take 3 years of what they decide we're worth and be cut loose. Now, in Alaska, that is all still, if you look at the history books of that or the stories that were written about it or the videos that were played, you'll learn that their hair and come back in 4 years after the fact. And dropped to the floor, lay a bed of silver, lay at the bottom of the sea, a silver sea bed with dead herring. That's what the story read. So, I mean, that may be what we're looking at. And like I told the Oil Field Commission at their little report release, it's going to take a 3 to 5 year assessment on a short scale, up to 10 years on something that's acceptable, in order to even see what the impact of this is actually going to be.
Well, just because I want to move along to, a little more quickly because we've got so much yet to cover, but suffice it to say, they've wrecked your health, they've wrecked your livelihood, they have no intention of making you whole, and the government is their complicit partner in getting away with this crime.
Absolutely. Contaminated land, a dead fishery, a bag of bills, and a court date.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. I want to welcome Sherry Wilcox, who sent me your state senator's letter to my attention. And, Sherry, thanks so much for your patience, and I'm sure you've got a comment or question for our guests.
I do, and thank you for allowing me to ask this. Kendra, you are an amazing woman who I have watched your videos, And I want to say, I mean, you are an amazing woman. I'm sorry that you're having to be so amazing in this situation.
It's been
and
a
I grew up in Plaquemines.
Awesome.
Parish.
Awesome. Yeah.
And so I have different questions for you, okay? And I'll just ask these questions and then get off the air. But with you being so vocal and you are out there, I mean, you keep standing for the truth of trying to get the information out, and I find mainstream media, what I read the other day was they're saying, oh, poor BP is having all these thousands of false claims against them. And that's the only thing I hear about on the, regarding the oil spill. Most people think it's over. But have you been intimidated by those men in black or whatever you want to, say in the way of the BP people, the government people? Have they tried to intimidate you to stop talking about it? The next thing is, and I'll just ask these few questions, I've seen where the videos where the shrimpers are saying, we don't trust the shrimp, we don't want a shrimp anymore, bring the shrimp in and poison people. Are shrimpers still going out? The other person who was really vocal was Billy Nungesser, from the Plaquemines president, and I don't hear anything from him anymore about it. I'm not seeing him out and about or anything anymore. And so I'd like to hear from you, what that situation is.
Okay, let's let him answer the questions. Those are great questions.
Yeah, okay, three questions. I'll go back with starting Billy first. Billy was our greatest advocate in the beginning of this, towards the middle, and then as far as up-to-date goes and just looking back over the last 9 months, he's great. And then Billy was actually, and he grabbed me at the Orange Festival and kissed me on the cheek and apologized to me and said, Kendra, you have to understand. They went to Billy and asked Billy if he would back off with the media so that they would stop getting so much flack. Because it's one thing to hear it from me, it's a whole other thing to hear it from the head of our parish. So I think that that's why he got kind of quiet. And just here over the past few weeks, he's been out on the bayou giving them, So I'm not exactly sure where he stands. I think that Billy all in all wants to do the right thing here, but I think that he's really stuck between a rock and a hard place because of his position. He's a smart man, and I think that Billy Nungesser, I know for a fact due to numbers, that he's done more for our parish financially than the 27 years combined before him. So just since he's been in office for one term.
I'm not going to be so kind because I wouldn't give him a free pass. If you represent people of an area, you're supposed to represent the people of an area. There's no rock in a hard place. There's a hard place in your community, and your leaders need to represent you.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he told me at the Orange Festival that day. He said that he felt bad about, not saying anything, but he was trying to be quiet because they said in trade for that silence that they would do better, and then he found that they wasn't. So he has no task with me. The jury's still out, but... I mean, all in all, his record does show that he has done some good for our parish.
Let's go
to the first question, and has the men in black ever intimidated me? not, like, to my face. I think that they play with me electronically, at least on a weekly basis. I've had my phone go haywire. I have two cell phones. I've had my computer go haywire, shut down, lock up. People send me rogue viruses, all kind of neat stuff. So I think they're messing with me electronically, but I think that I'm so loud that they know they're just going to have to go ahead and do me, because if they come mess with me, I'm just going to be louder.
Annie and I can tell you all about that. In fact, an interesting side story to this, because I was prepping for today's show. I had two documents out, Word documents with questions I was going to ask you. I went over, I ate a brief lunch with the computer on, and I was online as well. I come back and both documents are gone.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Toilet paper, some of just the essentials, you know, to make it through to the next month. Or we also did a big school drive where we provided almost all the schools in the parish with what they needed extra for kids that didn't or weren't able to get school supplies. We did a Christmas drive that was amazing. You know, we got a lot of toys out to a lot of children that wouldn't have had toys. You know, the parents were real appreciative. We did Christmas dinners. You know, we just try very hard to preserve, you know, if people are going to stay here, there needs to be somebody to help them stay. You know, what are you going to do? Leave them to nothing? You know, we're trying to do our best, everybody, in the whole situation. And we've just been fortunate enough, myself, Kendra, and Joni, to be able to help people, you know, that needed help. It's really sad
when they can't even afford a heater, you know? And
yeah.
we do things like that, you know? Just
I think you're to be commended for turning lemon into some measure of lemonade for people that wouldn't otherwise get help. But it's still distressing that it has to be people on the ground who are also victims. Victims helping victims is how I see this, rather than FEMA, Homeland, and this president doing what they're constitutionally mandated to do. And they would have everyone to believe that everything is just hunky-dory. And I just, I, you know, when I was calling people down in the Gulf, and I just call them randomly, and they were so willing to talk, what I just found was people who wanted so much to tell a story about, hey, the country has forgotten us, and it's horrendous down here. And you guys have only touched the tip of the iceberg. What percentage of people do you think down there are sick?
That is a good question. We have to think about something. We're dealing with different types of symptoms, everything from the skin rashes to the upper respiratory problems to the bleeding from the, not to be so graphic, but the heart problems, people with MMS. So someone's had the lower immune system or certain issues. For instance, a friend of mine, I would say the majority, and I can honestly tell you, 9 out of 10 that are ill don't understand why they're ill. Like, we have some friends that say, every time they get sick, I have the flu, or I have a cold, or I have the flu, or whatever. And it's actually chemically induced illnesses, but they just don't realize that you can't have the flu 6 times in 9 months. So, I would think many. A friend of mine has a 6-year-old child. This is, I want people to listen to this for a second. A 6-year-old child, she's a baby. Everyone kept saying, go down to the beaches. The beaches are fine. So my friend took her 6-year-old baby over to Biloxi in June, and she went swimming in the water in the Gulf. And within 2 to 3 days, this child had blisters on all of her toes, up the sides of her feet, and on the back of her ankles, and the bone on the side of her ankle. And then from about midway from her palm to her elbow, right there in the middle of your arm, up to midway between her shoulder and the top of her elbow, she had all on the inside of her arm this big, huge, and that'll also be in some of the videos, the photos of that. You won't see her face. I wouldn't do that to her. But you will see the child's injuries. And those photos from her being in the water in June, those photos I took late November. So people need to understand that if their child or themselves are breaking out in some type of crazy rash and it keeps coming back and they went to the Gulf Coast for vacation this past summer, that it's very well likely chemical-induced illness of some type, and they really need to get blood work done. You know,
and
you guys, have you heard
of, but bronchial problems too?
Yeah, absolutely. Have you heard about the valproate profile?
No.
Okay. If you don't mind, I'm going to talk about this real quick because I think this is vital information for everyone involved. The valproate profile is made by MetaMatrix. MetaMatrix is a company, a clinical laboratory. Their phone number is 1-800-221-4640, and their website is www.metamatrix.com. This is a specimen collection kit, and the numbers on this is U as in universe, N as in nation, 3273. This is the actual test that you can have done to test for the volatile solvents, whether it be ethylbenzene, benzene, toluene, all of these different chemical components. Now, we have not located the specimen kit for the correct components, but it does show, what is the one? It's ethyl something that's in the correct. It does show that particular chemical component that's in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping.
And joining us this evening so far has been Kendra Arneson and Vicki Perrin. And they've been brave enough to come on and tell their story, and it's even more horrific than what I think most people in the audience have thought they were going to hear. Kendra, I wanted to give you a chance to repeat the phone number of the product you were talking about as we were going into the break.
Okay, sure. That's going to be the Metamatrix Volatile Solvent Profile, and the phone number for that is 1-800-221-4640. And the website is www.metamatrix.com. And your specimen kit number, any physician can order this. And then you just go to the lab and get your blood drawn, but it does have to be prescribed by a physician. The number of the kit that they'll be looking for is U as in Universe, N as in Nancy, 3373. So basically they can, you know, go straight to their physician and they can have their doctor order the kit and have the test done for the, to see what kind of chemical components they have in their blood.
Yes, I'm getting reports from people who live in the Gulf region that they even have relatives and friends inland who are beginning to show signs of this toxicity. And our number to call is 1-800-313-9443. On that note, let's go out to the phones and welcome Fred from Georgia to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Fred. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Dave. Thanks for having the show.
You're welcome.
And Kendra and Ricky, thanks very much. I kind of feel like I know Kendra just from all the YouTube videos. We're grateful for some information throughout this whole thing. And I hope you and your family do well, especially your kids.
Thank you.
I would like, maybe after I hang up, if you can find it, the number for the water test kit. I have relatives around Panama City. You know, I know that part of the country. And I'd like to try and cajole them into having their rainwater tested. So.
Great. You can email us through the website. Vicky, you want
to? Yeah, you can go to www.chslouisiana.org, and you can email us directly there, and somebody will reply to you with all the information you need.
So it's chslouisiana.org.
Yeah, chslouisiana.org.
Yeah, the main point of my call, I was researching something else from John Moore's show earlier today, and was listening to your show, Dave, and started getting interested in the Horizon disaster. And I remember there was some Chinese connection. I went and looked at it, and most of the story said a Chinese company, you know, Chinese contractor, not pursued because of difficulty of filing a lawsuit. Further investigation shows that the Chinese company is Sinomac, which earlier this weekend some folks were talking about. That is a state-owned government, the largest manufacturing arm in China, and they also coincidentally manufacture most of the military stuff. So think Halliburton military, Sinomac military, EP oil.
Yeah, are you alluding to the fact that these are all these organizations and entities are interconnected?
Well, I don't know what I'm alluding to. I just think it's very odd that they say they couldn't prosecute them. It's the largest corporation in China, and goes real quiet about it. And coincidentally, this Sinomac company is also the one that's raising the big fuss in Idaho, moving into Boise with a free trade zone, and have had project conversations with energy companies in that part of the country on a nuclear power plant cooperation.
Yeah, it sets up a whole new parameter of problems. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't want to really so much go there because we've got our hands full with just covering what's in the Gulf.
Absolutely, and I don't want to, I hate to do it off, but I just wanted to drop that off to Kendra and Vicky just so they...
Thank you.
No, there is...
We definitely be in touch.
No, there is a connection, and go ahead and please continue on the path you were. Thanks very much, and I really enjoy hearing the update. Not enjoy, but it's good to know that there is an update available.
Good to be informed, but certainly not enjoyable. I totally agree,
yes.
Fred. Very well said. Annie, you had another question for our guest.
Yeah, ladies, from what I understand, Corexit supposedly eats oil. So
no.
Is it, in fact,
no.
Eating the fats of your body?
No. Corexit
no.
actually... separates and binds to the oil. It creates like this bubble around the oil. That's why when you touch oil with an absorbent pad that's come in contact with Corexit, the absorbent pad won't, it'll just be right off like water. There's no way to pick it up. It actually wraps itself around the oil and presses the oil, allows the oil to sink down into, not to the bottom, but into the water column itself. Somewhere they were saying, between so many feet down or between so many feet up off the bottom, because I asked Captain Stanton from the Coast Guard, I said, well, where is it? You sunk it. Where is it? I mean, it's got to be on the bottom. He says, no, it's somewhere between. So what they're talking about eating the oil is actually the natural occurring microbes in the Gulf that take care of the natural seepage that we have, which we do have natural seepage and we do have natural microbes,
but nothing to eat this much oil. I think they added something. What y'all think?
Yeah. So it's just like a mutating storm of super bacteria that's attacking your body?
Well, the thing about it, this is the way it was explained to me. You gotta understand, I've been to an infectious disease doctor, I've been to an MD that also practices homeopathic medicines, natural remedies before she gives me conventional medicine. I've been to quacks, I've been to all kinds of people. And the way it was explained to me is these chemicals that you come in contact actually attack the natural good stuff in your body that keeps things like staph in their place in your large intestines. And when this natural bacteria, the good stuff, is dead, then it not only doesn't allow you to absorb nutrients properly and cause all these cancers and all these bleeding ulcerated blood vessels and stuff throughout your body, it also causes the staph, the good staph, that turns into bad staph that comes out through your skin and the rest of your body. So you basically become toxic. And a lot of people know, I mean, I'm still not healed, and I've been on this, studying this. Guys, when I got sick the real bad time, late July, literally after that Tuesday of seeing that doctor, I went to sleep, and I only woke up 3 times a day to eat and to soak in a bath with Epsom salt and baking soda and treat the wounds. Literally, slept for days.
This is undermining your immune system.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of callers lining up, so I want to get back out to the phones, and let's go to Roger from Kentucky. Hi, Roger. You're on with Vicki and Kendra.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'll be quick and then listen for the answers. There have been reports from various times during this entire process of anomalous or military activity that didn't seem to be consistent with the cleanup. Can you elaborate on that? And have there been any anomalous military activities on land while this is going on? And especially, have there been any foreign troops observed in the area?
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. A, thanks for the question. A, I've seen no foreign troops. B, I've been in the air. I've been on boats. I've been all over the country since this started. I've been all over the coast since this started. I have not personally witnessed, like, any big blockades. They do have security guards from Halliburton at every entrance of every area that you had to go into to deal with these people, even when I had security clearance for the Venice Command Post and Alma Incident Command Post, which was over the entire region of Louisiana. The military that I did see was some of our National Guard folks, and they were here collaborating with the BP people, the Coast Guard people, everybody was in. You had somebody from every single entity from the EPA in this little bitty room. There was like 50 of us every morning at 8 a.m. And I really BS'd my way to get the clearance, but they were in there, and what they were doing here in our area, I have film of them, the whole nine yards, they were actually part of the sandbagging effort.
Yeah.
They were flying the big helicopters, dropping those big giant sandbags.
Oh, yeah, cost containment, no question that was a work. Listen, I've gotten two emails that are remarkably similar, and one of them was for Sherry Wilcox. Another one is from John from Massachusetts, and they're almost identical. Said, question, if you have time to ask Kendra and Vicki, I have read all about the emergency boat 7 miles from the New Horizon this last week, that there may be a big oil leak there now. Hundreds of boats there, and someone heard on the radio an emergency might or will be declared. What do you know about that?
I'm in the process of finding out. I actually went out to the local pub for the first time in several months last night, ran into an old high school buddy, walked up to me out of the blue, didn't even recognize the dude, started telling me all kinds of stuff, and I'm all over it. As soon as I get the information on it, I will release it as quick as possible. I'll get right back to you with Dave, but we just got a bunch of stuff on that. We got to figure out exactly what's going
on. Okay, we're going to have to wait and see. Listen, we'll do a follow-up on this, too, because this is a big story, if true. Let's go to Jeff from Chicago. Hi, you're on with Vicki and Kendra.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Vicky. Hi, Kendra. Love you guys
Hi.
Both very much.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, there's just so much going on. Apparently, the company that manufactures Clorexit is an Illinois-centered company. That's really important to remember. Dave, earlier, you guys are managing so much research. It's incredible. I do want to point out that at one point you mentioned Barack Obama, and then you referred to him as the president. I just need to go on the record clearly as making it understood that most Americans understand that he is not the president of the United States. Let's be clear on that. And I want to mention real quick to you and Annie, you've mentioned the electronic manipulation. Kendra, you talked about that also, of how they're messing with our electronic media, which is true. Dave, you mentioned that you had received an email from your dear friend Bill Pollack years after he sent it to you.
Yes.
I want to confirm, I've had an entire folder of mine called Protocol sucked empty in front of my eyes. And so I just want to let you guys know, I went to Twitter right now, and I'm going to the level that Kendra is going to when she said, they know that if they try to take us out, we're going to get louder and louder and louder. So I went to Twitter, and I wrote, the Clorexit Holocaust, the air poisoning and bombardment of 40 million Americans by U.S. quote-unquote president, live now on republicbroadcasting.org. So I have no question of
thank
it.
Thank you.
I love you guys. Keep up
good
the
job.
Work.
Okay, thanks
good
so
job.
Much. Oh, yeah, that might bring the wrong kind of attention, though, because just the listening audience knows this. When I was closing out an interview with Jim Mars, who will be our guest next week, I had 8 gunshots fired over my house, and it took the police 27 minutes to respond. Anyway, let's go to JG in California. Hi, JG. Our time is short.
Good evening, Dave and ladies. Vicki, I'd like to just pass on some information which may help some medical resolution to all y'all down there. There's a naturopath up in Montana named Dr. Ron Green. And he has a North American Indian tea. It's not from India. It's on our land. And he's had some, I guess, Iraqi veterans, or at least a couple that have come to him with all types of rashes and things. And he also substitutes for Pastor Butch Paul on Genesis Network. But his American Indian tea, taken internally, as well as this other spray called Bacteria Buster. I want you ladies to call him, and he's had amazing results with all diseases on Earth.
How do they contact Kendra and Vicki were so inclined? How do they contact
Give me some information. I've got a pen right here.
This tea should cure much of just about, per se, he's a naturopath, cannot speak beyond.
Do you have a website? Yeah, do you have a website, a phone number, anything?
I have the phone number. I'm getting ready to give it to you. It's 406.
406?
406-822-7776.
Okay, give that out one more time because you cut out.
406-822-7776.
And
JG is just representative of our listening audience here who are really in touch. So I want to thank you so much for passing that information along, but we've got to move along. We're going to be right up against the break, and I want to give this interview a proper closure. Ladies, I feel like we've just scratched the surface, and I know you probably feel the same way, and I hope you don't go away feeling like you've been shortchanged on this interview.
No, never.
Because it was it's just so voluminous of material to cover. In fact, you might want to listen in 2 weeks when we have on Robert Felix on February 13th. He's going to talk about the fact that he thinks an ice age is coming upon us. And certainly this is going to hasten the event. I think there's no question about that. Kendra, tell everyone how they can follow your YouTube videos, how they can access them.
There's a friend of mine, his name's Flux, so his YouTube channel, I think, is in the Flux, F-L-U-X, Rods. And I don't have the thing right in front of me. I'm sorry.
Are they available off of your Facebook page?
They will be available on my Facebook page. We're just getting everything uploaded, and it's going to take us a couple more weeks. I mean, it's 9 months worth of material that he's trying to edit and put everything together and upload stuff off of the high eight tapes. It's crazy, but we're getting it all together. So as soon as I get it together, I'll get you the information on it. I'll probably even send you the links.
I just want to make sure people have your spelling, too, so they can find you on Facebook and on YouTube. A-R-N-E-S-E-N, correct?
Correct. And, you know, a lot of this stuff will be linked into CHSL's website, Coastal Heritage Society of Louisiana's website, a nonprofit, which we all want to make sure everyone knows that 100% of what goes in donations to our nonprofit goes to the people. We even pay for most of our gas. We don't get paid anything.
That's right. So I just want you to be aware. We have done in the last...
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Bad to the bone.
like a thousand more, baby.
Possess. I derive no pleasure out of doing interviews like this, but this is why the Common Sense Show exists, and this is why Annie and I come to you every week at this time to share these stories, because there's a lot wrong with this country, and if we don't collectively stand up together, we'll surely fall together. Annie, again, it's work, I think, that we and the listening audience who participated, and certainly Sherry Wilcox's contribution, we can all be proud of the fact that we're doing our part to bring this forward so people can raise their awareness as to the abuse that's going on. But, Annie, it just makes you scratch your head and wonder how these executives, both in the federal government and these corporations I mentioned earlier, can even live with themselves.
It's really sad, isn't it? Commentary on modern life.
It's a holocaust. There's no other term for it. You have millions of people in this region, and perhaps it'll spread outside this region, that are going to die premature deaths through no fault of their own, through the criminal negligence or planned activities of these corporations in which the U.S. government at some level is complicit in. And no one gives a damn about what happens to these people. They don't care about their fortunes that have been lost. Their livelihoods are gone, their way of life. An entire culture is being ripped out of the United States. And I find this unacceptable. And we all need to scream at the top of our lungs. As they said in the movie Network, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. Let me tell you about our next two shows. We have Jim Mars coming up, and do I need to say more? We'll be all over the map. And I'll tell you, the last hour, folks, of next week, you're not going to want to miss it, because the Common Sense Show with Dave and Annie are going to be going into an area that we don't venture into very often. And I'm just going to leave that as a teaser, but it's a can't-miss interview with Jim Mars. And then the following week, as I have alluded to with Kendra and Vicky, we have Robert Felix on, who's written a best-selling book called Not by Fire, But by Ice, in which he contends that we're entering or have entered an ice age. And he's going to talk about what it means for all of us in our survival. So I'd like to say the news gets better, but I'm afraid it doesn't. Annie, any concluding remarks about our show tonight?
It just makes me so sad that our government, our corporations, man's inhumanity to man,